hour your clock strikes here, it's always Halloween. And I'm always your haunted host, Luce Tomlin Brenner. Welcome to Small Frights Friday. And what a glorious Friday it is. It's George Romero's birthday, the incredible zombie film director who brought us Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead, along with The Crazies and Season of the Witch and so many more incredible titles that are wildly chilling to this day and have influenced so much of our horror culture and Halloween culture. I mean, just the idea of zombies as we know them today would not even exist without George Romero. My favorite film will always be the original Night of the Living Dead, which I saw as a young person, and the scene where the little girl stabs her mom to death after she comes back to life frightened me so much that I had to turn it off and go read Little House on the Prairie, or possibly it was an American Girl doll book, something like that. I was a very gentle child. I know we have a lot of gentle children out there in Halloween land, so I would love to hear if we've got any zombie fans out there. Zombies are not something that we talk about very much on this podcast because it's not a genre that particularly interests me. However, it is rooted in some really fascinating cultural history that I want to get into in a future chapter. So we will explore the history of zombies at some point, and I would love to hear any of your zombie experiences out there. Are you somebody who's prepping for the zombie apocalypse? Have you dressed as a zombie? Do you love The Walking Dead? Speaking of Season of the Witch, the George Romero film, not the third Halloween film, there is a great possibility that we will be watching Season of the Witch for one of our Patreon movie parties this month. I put the poll up this week. People are voting on which witchy movies they want to see. Since the last time I recorded the podcast, I discovered that the Women in Horror Month movement has been disbanded in favor of celebrating women in horror all year round, which I'm very much for. So I decided to pivot. And because we are reading this really fantastic nonfiction book, Witch Hunt, A Traveler's Guide to the Power and Persecution of the Witch, for our book club selection this month, I decided let's go full witch. And I put a number of titles that we haven't watched yet up on a Patreon poll, and people are voting for the ones they want to see the most. And our movie nights, we actually have one coming up this weekend, this Saturday, February 5th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be watching probably Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, because it is in the lead right now. And next Saturday will be our second movie night of the month, and it looks like we will most likely be watching Season of the Witch. The poll will be closed by the time you hear this episode, so check out the Instagram to see for sure which movies we're watching. I'll also be announcing it on our Discord. And we've got so many other fun things coming up this month on the Patreon. This is a great time to sign up. Don't spend Halloween alone. Come hang out with all your ghoul friends. Go to patreon.com/itsalwayshalloween to sign up. Join the community and help us produce future episodes and events for It's Always Halloween. We have two new patrons this week, and I want to celebrate them. Let's give it up for Annalise and Annie Rose Malamet from Girls Guts and Giallo, my favorite podcast that's not my own. Annie, Annalise, thank you so much for signing up and supporting It's Always Halloween and making sure we're able to stay independent, ad-free, and sustainable. You guys, if you're not listening to Girls, Guts, and Giallo yet, I highly recommend it if you have an interest in rare and or subversive cinema. Annie is the absolute queen of the taboo, and I have been on a couple of episodes talking about David Cronenberg's film Crash, Rosemary's Baby, and Halloween Kills, which we both released as Patreon episodes for our separate Patreons. So if you are a Ghoul Gang member and you haven't listened to that yet, That episode is out and available to all Ghoul Gang members. Annie's show is not an all-ages show, so be prepared going in that it is more adult than it's always Halloween tends to be. So I was talking with our new Grim Turn, Nathan, recently, and he had quite a fun idea. So I hear from a lot of you lanterns out in Halloween land about how you would like to be better connected with each other. Now, you know, several of you have joined the Ghoul Gang, so we get to talk and hang out on the Discord. But for those of you who are, you know, aren't financially able to do that at the moment, or you want to be able to get together in person, Nathan and I are rolling out the local lantern societies. Now, this will be a chapter-based social club, depending on your location. I've done lots of Instagram matchmaking with people who, you know, hear each other on the podcast and want to know who that person is, wants to know if they can follow each other on Instagram. And I love doing that. It's been so fun connecting so many people. But we wanted an easier way to do that, a way that you could meet up with other lanterns who you know are going to be like-minded, care about the kinds of things that you do, are, you know, community oriented, and that you can go to a local convention or go to a fun Halloween activity with. This is free. There's absolutely no pressure to get involved. But if this speaks to you, email me at itsalwayshalloweenpodcast@gmail.com and just give as much information as you feel comfortable sharing. What we really need to know is your closest major city or region. Now, let's say I'm originally from Elyria, Ohio. Let's say I don't want people to know I'm from Elyria. Well, I'm 30 minutes outside of Cleveland. So in that case, I would maybe say I'm from Cleveland. Or if that even feels a little too detailed for me, I could say I'm from Ohio. And then what we're going to do is, you know, put everybody in a long list, organize everybody by regions, and then create the local lantern chapters based off of those regions. So we already have chapter one going, which is the Southern California lanterns, of which we have about 12 to 20 that I know about, and we will be building them out from there. So if you want to meet other lanterns and have some spooky friends to do stuff with all year round, then email us, itsalwayshalloweenpodcast@gmail.com, with as much of the following information as you feel comfortable with. Some version of your name, the closest big city or region that you live near or around, any social media handles that you want to share, your email address if you want to share, and any other information that you would want to share with new friends. We will put this into a document and organize it by locations and then put the chapters together and introduce people over email so that you guys can go and start doing fun things. Now, I know the first question on your mind is, will there be jackets? Of course. First, we're going to start with stickers and pins, and before long, I know we'll get to jackets. These are actually being designed right now, along with membership cards. So I hope that this makes you guys as excited as we are about it. We announced it to the Discord last week, and everybody's gotten so excited for it. So we've already started, you know, grouping people together, and I'm just really thrilled that our local lantern societies will give us another way to get connected and spread Halloween joy and community spirit through the land all year round. This will be a great way for us to also figure out where we can start organizing live shows and It's Always Halloween events, which we are hoping to do our first live show this year. Most likely it will be in Los Angeles. It's actually my goal when we hit $1,000 on Patreon to do our first live show. We are like almost three quarters of the way there. So help us get to that $1,000 on Patreon. We'll have our first live show and we will start kicking those off more regularly too once we know what lanterns are in what areas. Ah! I'm so excited thinking about hearing from you all. So without further ado, we had an incredible response to last week's Raven Friends episode. So many of you out there have a posthumous crush on Mr. Poe, like your haunted host. And I am excited to share an eek mail with you in response to that episode. The subject line of this eek mail is Best Valoween Ever. Hi, Luce. I've been a huge fan of the podcast since the beginning, and I'm a Ghoul Gang member, but I haven't felt like I had much to contribute to all the great Halloween-y conversations. However, I just finished listening to the Raven Friends episode, and with Valentine's Day only a couple weeks away, I just had to write in and tell you about the best Valoween I ever had. First, some background. I am from Richmond, Virginia, and I can't remember a time when I didn't love Edgar Allan Poe's work. I went to college at the University of Virginia. The Poe Room is not actually the room that he lived in when he was a UVA student, but it's preserved to look the way a student's room at that time would have looked. It's number 13 West Range, one of a series of dorm rooms that are in the oldest core part of the university. The students still live in the other range rooms. Instead of the black wooden doors that all the other range rooms have, the Poe Room door is just glass, so anyone who wants to can see inside, even if you're just walking along the sidewalk. The students who live on the range have functional fireplaces in their rooms, which is really cool, but they have to go outside and down the sidewalk a ways to get to the bathroom and the shower, so you regularly see them walking to and from the showers in their bathrobes. A downside to living there, especially in the middle of winter. Anyway, one Valentine's Day during my third year of college, my friend Beth and I were commiserating about how much we hate that holiday. I'm asexual and aromantic, so I've always found Valentine's Day, well, kinda icky. Beth was dateless and bitter that year. Oh, poor Beth. Happily for us, though, on Valentine's Day Eve, the Raven Society was sponsoring a reading in the pavilion next to the Poe Room. One of the English professors was doing a dramatic reading of several Poe stories. Beth and I decided this would be the perfect way to celebrate. When we arrived, the pavilion was lit only by candles, as it would have been in Poe's day. And just as the reading got underway, a huge thunderstorm blew outside. The flashing lightning and crashing thunder and flickering candles made for the most perfect ambiance imaginable. After the reading was over, the storm died away. Beth and I walked back to the dorm apartments where we lived. We took a box of those Valentine cards you used to give your classmates in third grade out to an open-air amphitheater behind our dorms, and then we burned the whole box as a Valentine's Day effigy. Beth is married now, and I've had a lot of years to make some peace with the ickiest day of the year, but I will always have the fondest memories of that fantastic college Valoween spent celebrating our goth prince. Thanks for all you and Pete do to make the podcast and the community of Lanterns so wonderful. Love, Robin. Well, thank you, Robin, for that fantastic eek mail and for supporting the podcast on Patreon. We love having you as a Ghoul Gang member. So what a fantastic memory this is. I have never gotten to see anybody read Poe live before, and I am just fascinated by that experience that a thunderstorm hit while you were at the reading, and so you have this incredible background soundtrack while you're listening to scary stories, and then it just dies away perfectly before you leave. My goodness, the entire Halloween spirit was with you that night. And you touched on such a great reason why I love to celebrate Halloween all year round. It's that a lot of the other holidays we get are insufficient. And we get everything we need out of Halloween, so why not just change them all to be Halloween focused? So I'm happy the podcast can be here for you and that you can celebrate Valloween and forget about Valentine's Day. Thank you again for the email and for being a dedicated lantern from the very beginning. I look forward to hearing from you again in the future. All right, up next, we have a call from a brand new lantern. So let's welcome her into the community.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've just recently found your podcast and I absolutely love it. I am definitely behind. I've been listening to it while I'm working, which is definitely getting me through the day. I absolutely love Halloween and just recently started following you on Instagram. I would absolutely love if you followed me back, full_moon_goddess. Again, I'm definitely behind, so the things I'm commenting on are not possibly valid, but I just wanted to say that I also celebrate Samhain. I incorporate that into my modern Halloween with my pumpkins. I carve things that resemble family members or pets that have passed away so that their souls can find the light in the jack-o'-lantern on Halloween night. I also use that as a witch's new year. And I also just wanted to mention that I honestly did not stop trick-or-treating until I was 21 years old. While my friends were out getting drunk, I would take my little sister out trick-or-treating and I would dress up and definitely go door to door acting as if I was young enough to do so. So I honestly feel like Halloween has always been in my heart. And just again, I love your podcast. And with me trying to myself become like a Halloween influencer, this really does inspire me. So thank you and happy Halloween.
Nikki, it is always so terrific to hear from another Ohioan. And while I am not someone who watches football, I have to say I am very excited that the Bengals are in the Super Bowl. And this will be the one and only time I talk about the Super Bowl. But I know my grandfather, who passed a little over 10 years ago now, would be so psyched if he knew that the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. So thinking of all of my Cincinnati lanterns who don't regularly get any glory from sports. Anyways, again, I won't talk about the Super Bowl probably ever again, but hey, I contain multitudes. Anyways, Nikki, thank you so much for this call. I'm delighted that you found us, and it's so cool to hear about your Samhain traditions. I think it is amazing that you are carving in family members or pets into your jack-o'-lanterns. That is so creative and so talented. I would love to see some pictures of that for sure. And of course, I am obsessed with the fact that you went trick-or-treating until you were 21. Oh my gosh, you are a Halloween influencer. I want all of the young lanterns out there who are concerned about ending their trick-or-treat legacy. Listen, Nikki went trick-or-treating until she was 21. So many of our college lanterns went trick-or-treating in the dorms. There is honestly no reason to stop. I'm thinking maybe when we get these local lantern societies up and running that we should all just go out in a pack trick-or-treating together. What do you think about that? Nikki, thanks so much for the lovely call. And everybody who uses Instagram, go give your fellow lantern a follow. Again, her Instagram is full_moon_goddess_. Nikki, it sounds like you certainly have a lifelong dedication to the spirit of Halloween, and I know you will play a very important role in influencing everyone out there in the world to come be a citizen of Halloween land. Now, keeping it in the Midwest fam, let's take a call from Michigan.
Hi, Luce. Thank you for this incredible podcast. I've been wanting to call in for some time, and this will probably not be the last you hear from me. My name is Kate, and I grew up in the lovely town of Petoskey, Michigan, which is up north. And if you don't know, it is an absolute autumnal wonderland. So I feel very lucky to have grown up here. We have beautiful color every September and October, and we have these rolling hills and bright leaves. And we also have some very cool historic Victorian neighborhoods that really go all out with the decorations every Halloween. And we have wonderful farmers markets and cider mills and all the good stuff. So I grew up in that. Also grew up raised by a mom who absolutely loves Halloween. So you could say that I had been predisposed to this holiday for quite some time. And every year after the Christmas or C-word holiday is over with, Halloween starts creeping into my brain again. So I've been gleefully binging a lot of your episodes recently. So I loved a lot of the ideas that people had, including the Halloween bullet journal. As an avid bullet journal, I'm very excited to do that. I think that's super cool. And real quick, I just wanted to share one new tradition that I started with my friends this past Halloween that I think is applicable year-round, and that is the idea of doing a chili bar. So I had a very fun little intimate Halloween party that I hosted this year, which was so fun. And for the food, I did a chili bar where my best friend made this incredible pumpkin chili, and then I provided a lot of toppings and things that people could just build their own cozy bowl of chili or chili cheese fries or chili tots if they preferred. And it was a huge hit, and it's something that I will probably continue to do from time to time throughout the winter to kind of keep the Halloween spirit. So I'm probably going to get cut off here, but I just wanted to say thank you for your amazing content, and I'm very excited to continue listening as we turn the corner into winter and start counting down to Halloween 2022. So thanks for everything you do, and I will probably call back soon. Thanks. Bye.
Kate, my goodness, your call was a delight. First of all, I love Upper Michigan. I've only been there once when I was 8 years old, and it still has a warm place in my heart. I am not familiar with your hometown. I am afraid I'm going to mispronounce it, but it sounds gorgeous. I immediately started Googling pictures to see the fall foliage. And there's actually a PetoskeyDowntown.com that has a blog with the title Transition to Fall. And it's all about how great fall is in your town. And there's really pretty pictures of leaves. And it sounds like one of the most picturesque places in the entire country. So congrats on that. I absolutely think a chili bar is a genius idea. As we've talked about before, there are many lanterns out there who celebrate Halloween with their own chili recipe. This was not a tradition I was aware of until I started the podcast. Now I'm obsessed with it because I have a vegan chili recipe with squash in it that I think is some of the best chili ever made, if I do say so myself. But a chili bar? Wowzers! Way to kick it up to the next level. That's such a good idea, and it's such a cute thing to do at a party as well, especially if it's, you know, only close friends and you're not asking like 50 people to put their gross little makeup hands inside of a chili pot. Yes, in this scenario, I'm imagining all of your guests have fully painted their bodies to go with their costume and that they scoop out chili with their hands. Worst case scenario, okay? Kate, it's always great to hear that somebody was raised with the spirit of Halloween, and it sounds like you're spreading it around to all who will listen, especially all who will listen to this podcast. And I love your energy so much. I'm already planning a trip to your hometown, so hopefully we can hang out. I mean, when you said cider mill, I did start drooling on myself. If I don't see a cider mill this season, I'm gonna freak out! It's been too long since I've been to a cider mill. And speaking of freaking out, you guys, I saved my most exciting announcement for the end, which is that I am officially leaving my copywriting job, my editing job, so that I can focus on the podcast and filmmaking full time. I've got one final project to finish for my client, and then I am out the door, and I'm going to be with you guys 24/7, or a reasonable, healthy amount of time. So I am going to take the next couple of weeks off as I wrap up this job and prep for a new, exciting chapter in It's Always Halloween's short but beloved history. In the meantime, keep those calls and emails coming. We will be having two movie nights during this time. So if you want to hang out and chat with me, you know, and you're going to miss the episodes the next couple weeks, join the Ghoul Gang. I'm always on the Discord. And just go to patreon.com/itsalwayshalloween. Come join us this Saturday, February 5th, for Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And next Saturday, February 12th, for what's most likely going to be George Romero's Season of the Witch. That could all change, though, if something happens between this recording and when you're listening. Who knows what kind of upset they'll be at the polls. So if you want to get in on that action, you can also sign up and help us vote and choose what movies we watch and discuss every month. Don't forget about book club. This month's meeting is February 22nd. That's a Tuesday at 6 p.m. So a lot of time to hang out this month, even if there won't be as many new episodes. So please send me all of your best wishes as I transition into this next thrilling phase of life. I am a moth to the flame of Halloween. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at It's Always Halloween. I'm your haunted host, Luce Tomlin-Brenner. I could not make this podcast without you incredible lanterns who contributed today. Thank you so much, Robin. Thank you so much, Nikki. And thank you so much, Kate. And as always, all of my love in the world to our sound designer, Pete Burns. He also did our editing, he did our theme song, he does everything technical that I'm afraid of. Thanks so much, Pete. If you want to follow me personally on Instagram or Twitter, I'm at LTB Comedy, and Pete is at Mittenberries. If you want to help the podcast out in a free and easy way, write us a sweet little review on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate us 5 stars on Spotify now, which is thrilling. And as always, we're on the NPR One app, where Ira Glass is waiting to hear how much you love this show. So let him know. Yes, I'm desperate to be on This American Life. How can you tell? Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of It's Always Halloween. And come back next time. Unless you're going hog wild at the chili bar then. I don't blame you.